Hello, this is Veronica from Soundbite Magazine. Today is our first episode for our website. Today we will be talking about Miami's influential bands. Plastic Pinks are a South Florida garage rock band. They're considered to be Miami's party band. Their shows have high energy, they're wild, they're fun. People go crazy, they mosh. Their spirited music makes them one of Miami's treasured artists because they're impacting the Miami music scene in many ways. June Summer, the lead singer of Plastic Pinks, has his own record label called Ghost Drag Records, in which he's bringing artists from different parts of the United States and even international bands to perform local shows in South Florida. He recently had a couple of shows hosted by Ghost Drag Records, which he featured artists from Denton, Texas, which are Abba Cabba and Pearl Earl. Also, he is recording local artists, so he's helping a lot of the local artists in the community put their music out there and also have them have shows at local venues like Kill Your Idol and Jump the Shark. Gigi LaRocca is the band's guitarist. He is a wicked guitarist because he can perform intense guitar solos with a drop of a cigarette. Our first feature will be Plastic Pinks. The reason I chose Plastic Pinks as our first feature is because they're a feisty band and their Rad City Sticky Pop is capturing the hearts of the Miami music scene. That was Yo La Vi by Plastic Pinks. This song is very energetic. It's punk mixed with garage rock. They exuberate this type of style of music in their live shows. Their sound is very authentic, and their live energy creates this unapologetic rock image, which they convey. What's admirable of Plastic Pinks is their positive and invigorating energy. What their music sounds like is exactly how they portray their live performances to be. They're spunky, they're wild, they're unfiltered. They're singing in Latin tones, and at the same time, they sing songs in English. So their music is for everybody. Plastic Pinks is signed with indie labels such as Burger Records, Wiener Records, which is a subdivision of Burger Records, and Cheap Miami. Jacuzzi Boys are an energetic band from Miami, Florida. Their music is best described as garage rock and indie rock. They recently toured with Iggy Pop at Fillmore Miami Beach and have performed at shows and have performed shows at Churchill's Pub. Their music is exciting, they're rough and heavy. Their music incorporates psychedelia, pop, and garage rock. The band members are Gabriel Acala, who's the guitarist, Diego Manzaretti, the drummer, and Danny Gonzalez, who's the bassist. Their live performances are wild, thrilling, and exuberant. Their recent show at the Fillmore was a packed house. Fans were jumping, moshing, and climbing on stage. The band members were in tune with their fans. The fans were crowded around the band, listening and just going with the music. It was very impactful. Their music is inspired by South Florida. They capture the style and quirkiness of the city. They write music about hangovers and experiences from the nightlife, such as getting into fights or getting really drunk with friends. Their music is also similar to South Florida's ambiance because it's steamy and sexy and deep and has these rough vocals that just hit you in the gut. Their lyrics are very sultry and hypnotizing, and the lead singer's voice has this aura to it that makes you want to dive deep into the lyrics. Their music also makes you want to move and dance and is suitable for a night on the town. The band has experimented with shocking sounds in their recent albums. The lead singer recorded the album partially hungover in the studio to provide an authentic and real sound to his voice. I met Gabriel, the guitarist and singer of Jacuzzi Boys, after their show at Churchill's, and this is my interview with him after their enigmatic show. I'm here with the Jacuzzi Boys after their concert at Churchill's. Can you introduce yourself to people that have never heard you before?
Hi, I'm Gabriel. I have no oxygen in my head.
Okay, Gabriel, what is the first venue you've ever played in Miami?
A backyard in Miami. I don't even know where it was. I can't even tell you the address. It's a backyard. I wore a green cloak. At the time, we were dressed up like, I don't know what the fuck we're trying to do, but I had a green cloak. In someone's backyard.
And what?
In Miami.
And what cities do you enjoy performing the most, and why?
New Orleans, because it reminds me of Miami. It's spooky. It's really eccentric, but not trying to be eccentric. So like it's like a it reminds me of Little Haiti. I love New Orleans. Also France. Hey. Or Paris. That was bad. New Orleans.
And what do you wish you knew when you first started as an artist?
Nothing.
Nothing at all?
No.
No advice for starting artists?
No? Okay, I wish I could do that.
And what's the craziest show you've ever had?
Churchill's. Not this one, but one of the Churchill's ones.
Why was it crazy?
It was like the most packed Churchill's that's ever been.
And
it
went
more than this, yeah. It was like twice this. But yeah, that was fun. And also, yeah, Churchill's. Miami.
Do you remember who you played with that night? The one that was the craziest show?
It was for a record release show for Glazin. I unfortunately don't remember the bands. Not, because I was just probably blacked out. Nothing against the bands, but I just forgot. I don't even know right now.
How do you feel about tonight's show? I think it was a success.
Yeah, I had fun.
You had fun?
If the kids had fun, I had fun.
The third feature band are Sun Ghosts. They are a high-powered band from South Florida. They're very sprightly, they have great attitude, and very enthusiastic. The band is an expert in terms of social media. They are constantly reaching out to their fans through their Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Also, they take time with their fans after shows. They are handing out stickers. They're talking with their fans. They're getting feedback from their shows, from their music. The band members in Sun Ghost are Nick Olas. He's reminiscent of Bruce Springsteen and Yanisov Foles. He has a very go-getter attitude, and he interacts with his band members. Jared Steingold, who is a wild and energetic bassist. The funky guitarist is Arminio Rivero. His nickname is Crocodile Despin. He plays guitar with a smile from ear to ear. The drummer is Lewis. He creates this invigorating percussion. He drums heavily on his drum set. The band members show this great camaraderie that should be replicated by other bands. They work together to create these memorable live performances, and they interact with their fans, which is important because this is how they're becoming successful in the Miami music scene. The band has toured throughout South Florida, and they are starting to tour throughout the United States. The band will be playing at Three Points Festival in October. And their attitude is aggressive, just like their music. Their music is also garage rock, blended with indie rock.
Jesus!
was Two from Sun Ghost EP Phosphinus. I hope you enjoyed our first podcast at Soundbite Magazine. These bands are meaningful to me because they are impacting the Miami music scene greatly. They are trying to motivate local musicians to work hard and be closer to their fans and produce quality work. Also, what's influential is that the musicians are creating their own record labels, so they're producing their own music along with musicians from the area. The reason I started Soundbite Magazine was because I wanted to promote local artists that are making waves in the community, and also I want to feature artists nationwide and internationally that are impacting their own community and impacting music worldwide. I have been interested in the Miami music scene since 2 years ago when I noticed so many bands working hard and performing exciting and memorable shows at local venues such as Churchill's Pub, Kill Your Idol, Wood Tavern, and North Broward venues. Music journalism is a passion for me because I feel I can convey myself in speaking and in written word. I am envious of musicians that can convey their passions through music. I think their talent should be noticed and is helping so many people that can express themselves through music to express themselves in song and to express themselves in live performances. Seeing fans at shows moshing and pushing each other and speaking to each other about the music and the shows they're seeing, it's very fulfilling. The South Florida bands mentioned in this podcast are inspirational because they follow a DIY concept, do it yourself. They produce their own music, they are recording their own songs, they're passing out their own merch, they're creating their own album covers. They're creating their own concepts for live performance, and they're also creating a memorable image. Like these bands, Wynwood in Miami, Florida, is also a DIY concept. Bars, restaurants, and galleries are always opening up in the area. Each gallery and bar has a unique concept, from Brick House to Wood Tavern, and local breweries such as Concrete Beach Brewery has a beautiful ambiance because the scenery is covered in concrete and guests can relax on their lawn chairs and drink their refreshing beer. I recommend Concrete Beach Brewery because it's one of my favorite breweries in the Wynwood area. You can grab a beer at the bar and take a tour of their facilities and enjoy a savory beer and a talk of how their beer is made. I hope you enjoyed my first podcast at Soundbite Magazine. This is a sneak peek of podcasts to come. We will be featuring other artists from the local area and nationwide. I have featured podcasts about bands in Denton, Texas and Broward, Florida. Also, I'll be featuring upcoming record labels in the Miami area, such as Fuzz Baby Records, Ghost Drag Records, and Cheap Miami Records. You can find more information about Soundbite Magazine at our website, soundbitemagazine.net. You can follow us on social media at Instagram, Soundbite Magazine, and Twitter, Soundbite Magazine.